With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Supreme Court is allowing the Challenge Texas Congressional Remapping Plan to be used in next year's election. The justices acted Thursday in an emergency request from Austin for a quick action because qualifying in the new districts has already gotten underway, primary elections coming up in March. The New York Times is suing the Pentagon. That over new media rules. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a federal lawsuit, the newspaper is attempting to overturn media restrictions put in place by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The rules require journalists to refrain from reporting information that has not been authorized for release. Most members of the mainstream media refused to sign the pledge and lost their Pentagon credentials. The New York Times argues that the rules violate constitutional freedom of speech and due process provisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A man arrested by the FBI in its probe into who placed pipe bombs in Washington just before the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol has now been charged with an explosive offense. Attorney General Pam Bondi identified the man as Brian Cole Jr. He's from Virginia. Bombs were placed near the offices of both the Republican and Democratic National Committees. No one was hurt before the bombs were rendered safe. FBI Director Kash Patel.
On a case of massive public importance, as it should be, an individual who is now alleged to have placed multiple explosive devices to blow up multiple people and multiple officials, innocent civilians, is now arrested thanks to the brave men and women of the FBI and the interagency.
And Patel says an investigation is ongoing. This is SRN News. College students today, not necessarily big fans of free speech.
According to a new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, over 90% of young people attending America's colleges and universities believe that, quote, words can be violence. This comes in the wake of the assassination of conservative Christian commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University this year. Foundation spokesman Sean Stevens warns that, quote, when people start thinking that words can be violence, violence becomes an acceptable response to words. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the wake of the pandemic, many American mothers lost faith in the institutions that once shaped their lives. Into that vacuum stepped conservative Christian women influencers whose blend of religion and personal stories to build trust on issues anything from food dyes and vaccines to transgender athletes and immigration. This is SRN News. Well, the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas holding firm since early October, despite claims of violations by both sides. Correspondent Karen Chamis has more on the story with the return of remains to Israel by Hamas of a deceased hostage, as well as a late Israeli airstrike.
Israeli and Thai officials say remains that militants in Gaza handed to Israel on Wednesday were those of a Thai agricultural worker. Palestinian health officials in Gaza confirmed they received the bodies of five Palestinians following an Israeli airstrike on Muassi in the south of the territory. Meanwhile, the return of the remains of Thai hostage Tusisak Rintalak leaves just one more hostage to be returned under the agreement. Israel says it won't allow two-way crossings between Egypt and Gaza until all captives in Gaza are returned. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com.